Today is the 15th December 2003 in Burma, when meditators or devotees listen to Dhamma talk. They put their hands together in the manner respect to the Dhamma and the Buddha and the Dhamma. That is the good way, the best way of listening to Dhamma, because if you put the hand together, then your hand kept still. It doesn't go anywhere. Then your mind also concentrated on the Dhamma talk. That is the best way. Listen to the Buddha's Dhamma. Respect into the Dhamma. Concentrate then the mind on the talk. But when you feel stiffening, then you put the hand for a moment, then you can put together again. Yesterday, I explained to you about Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana. Out of Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana, I explained to you the five hindrances, Pancha Nivaranas. Out of five hindrances, Pancha Nivarana, I explained to you Kammachanda Nivarana, Vyapada Nivarana, and Chinnamida Nivarana too. As to Chinnamida Nivarana, when you feel sleepy in meditation, that is a Chinnamida Nivarana. Salad and tapa, mental sluggishness. Then you have to absorb it, make a mental note as sleepy, 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 attentively, energetically, somewhat quickly, so that your mind becomes active and alert. Then sleepiness will go away. Then the mind is free from Chinnamida Nivarana. If you are reluctant to observe any mental stress or physical process that arises, if you are reluctant to practice meditation, that is also Chinnamida Nivarana. It must be noted as reluctant, under that reluctance has disappeared. Sometimes you feel burden because you do not note the object attentively enough. Then the bottom is also Chinnamida Nivarana, hindrance to your concentration and insight. There also you should note burden, burden, or boring, 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 until the burden has disappeared. Then the mind free from Nivaranas, Chinnamida Nivaranas. Sometimes you feel lazy to proceed with your practice. That laziness is also Chinnamida Nivarana. It must be noted as lazy, 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 until the laziness has disappeared. All these are Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana, the mindfulness of a Dhamma. Then, Uddhajja Kukkuccha Nivarana. Uddhajja means distraction, thinking, restlessness. Uddhajja is thinking, distraction, restlessness. This is Uddhajja. Kukkuccha. Kukkuccha is a remorse. Kukkuccha has two types. One is when you have done what should not be done in the past. Then you recollect that deed. Then you feel unhappiness. That is also Kukkuccha, remorse. And the second type of Kukkuccha is you did not do what should be done and the past, then you recollect the deed and feel unhappy about it. That is also another type of kukucha, remorse. Then uddhaja and kukucha both are nivaranas, hindrances to your progress and concentration as well as insight. So they are called nivaranas. And when you have thinking, distraction, wandering, restlessness in your mind while you are practicing meditation and sitting or walking, then you have uddhaja nivarana. Then this uddhaja, thinking, distraction, restlessness must be noted as it really occurs. Thinking, thinking, distraction, distraction, restlessness, and so on. And these hindrances have disappeared. Here, meditators should be careful about this uddhaja, distraction, or thinking. Then here, we should repeat the principle of vipassana meditation, mindfulness meditation. The principle of mindfulness meditation is to be mindful of any activity of a body and mind as it really occurs, without thinking about it, without analyzing it, without intellectualizing it, without conceptualizing it, without using any preconception about it. You have to be mindful of, you have to be aware of, you have to watch, observe any activity of a body and a mind as it really occurs. If you think about the object, or if you think about the technique, if you analyze the object, if you analyze the technique, that is uddhaja nivarana, uddhaja kukucha nivarana. You have to observe it as it is, thinking, 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 analyzing, 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 until that analyzing thinking has disappeared. I will repeat, the principle of vipassana meditation, mindfulness meditation, is to be mindful of, to be aware of, to observe whatever arises in your body and mind as it really occurs. You must not analyze it. You must not think about it. You must not reflect upon it. When the Buddha teaches us this mindfulness meditation, he uses one sentence which is the most important thing. That is, yatha bhutam sammapanyaya bhatabham. Yatha bhutam means as it really is. Sammapanyaya means right understanding. Bhatabham means be mindful of, be aware of, or observe. The whole sentence means you must observe the object as it really is. As it really is. You must observe, you must be mindful of any physical phenomenon that arises at this moment as it really is. You must observe any mental state that arises at this moment. There are three kinds of jnana or knowledge. The first is suttamaya jnana. Sutamaya Jnana. The second is a Chintamaya Jnana. The third is a Bhavanamaya Jnana. Sutamaya Jnana means the knowledge you have got by reading the book, by listening to a Dhamma, or by discussing Dhamma. That is a Sutamaya Jnana. Chintamaya Jnana. Chinta means thinking, reflecting, analyzing. So the knowledge which you have got by thinking about something, by reflecting upon it, by analyzing it, then that knowledge is called Chintamaya Jnana, knowledge by thinking. The last one, Bhavanamaya Jnana. Bhavanamaya Jnana is the knowledge which you have got by developing mindfulness and meditation or vipassana meditation, experiencing the true nature of mental and physical phenomena. That is Bhavanamaya Jnana. For example, when you observe the rising movement and falling movement of the abdomen, making mental note as a rising, falling, perceiving actual movement of a rising process, the actual movements of a falling process. When your concentrations are deep enough, you come to experience each individual movement of a rising process, each individual movement of a falling process. You realize it, you rightly understand it. When you judge, oh, these are just the process of individual movements, that is a right understanding, because you understand the rising movement and falling movement as it really occurs. That right understanding is the knowledge you have got through your experience of rising and falling movements. This is Bhavanamaya Jnana. This jnana, this knowledge, is called experiential knowledge, because you experience rising movement and falling movement. Through this experience, you have this knowledge. So it's called experiential knowledge. And also, in another word, this knowledge you have got through development of mindfulness upon the rising and falling movement of the abdomen. So it's called Bhavanamaya Jnana, the development knowledge. Out of these three types of jnana, knowledge, Sutamaya Jnana, knowledge by reading and listening to Dhamma, Chintamaya Jnana, knowledge by thinking, analyzing, reflecting, Bhavanamaya Jnana, knowledge through development of mindfulness. Only the last one, Bhavanamaya Jnana, is a meditation. The other two jnanas are not meditation. So, Chintamaya Jnana, while you are practicing meditation, if you think about the practice, if you think about the object, if you think about Panchakhanda, five aggregates, if you think about five Nivaranas, if you reflect upon the object, these are Uddhacca, Kokocca, Nivarana, hindrances to your progress to and your concentration as well as insight. So be careful in mindfulness and meditation and vipassana meditation you must not think about the object. You must not analyze it. You must not reflect upon it. You must not intellectualize it. If you do it, it is a wrong way. What you should do is to be mindful of any mental states or physical process that arises as it really occurs, as it really is. Yatha Buddha Sammapanyaya Gatapam. When your mindfulness becomes a continuous, constant, and powerful, then your mind deeply concentrated on the object. You have a deep concentration, then you are able to realize the true nature of nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena. You experience it. Then that is bhavanamaya jnana. You are mindful of that thinking, making mental you as a thinking, thinking, thinking. Then thought is a weak, so it has disappeared suddenly. Then you know thought has disappeared. Then another thought comes up. Then you observe it, you are mindful of it, making mental note as a thinking, thinking, thinking. This is second thought, also very weak, so it has disappeared. Here also you experience the disappearance of thought. You realize the disappearance of thought. You rightly understand disappearance of thought. In this way, when you experience one thought after another arises in process way, then you come to judge, oh, thoughts arises in process way, impermanent. That is the knowledge. You have a God through your experience of a thought process arising in passing way. So it is bhavanamaya jnana. For another example, when you are walking, you are mindful of the movement of the foot. First of all, left, right. When left step moves, you know left. When right step moves, you know right. Then when your concentration good, then you are mindful of the lifting movement, dropping movement of a step, making mental note, lifting, pushing, dropping, lifting, pushing, dropping, as it really is. You do not analyze the movement. You do not reflect upon it. You do not conceptualize it. What you do is just be mindful of the movement as it really is. You observe the movement as it really is. When your mindfulness of the movement becomes a constant, continuous, and mindful, powerful, your concentration also becomes deeper and deeper on the movements of the foot. Then you realize lifting movement, a series of broken movements, pushing movement, a series of broken movements. One movement arises and then another movement arises. That movement disappears, another movement arises very rapidly. You experienced it. First of all, you note or you are mindful of lifting, pushing, dropping, lifting, pushing, dropping. When concentration field becomes deeper and better, you see you experience, you realize it. A series of many broken movements, upward movements. A series of many forward movements. A series of many dropping movements. One movement after another, arising and passing away. Then here, you experience it. Arising and passing away of a physical phenomena, and then you judge. No movement is permanent. Every movement arises and passes away, impermanent. You experience it. That is bhavanamaya jnana. When you experience a series of many broken movements, at that moment, you are not aware of the form of the food. You are unconscious of the form of the food. What you are experiencing is just movement of the process. Then you do not identify this movement with a person, a being, a self, or a soul. You do not identify this movement with a person, a being, a self, or a soul. When you have no idea of a person or being, self, or soul, it is anatta. You experience anatta. Because you experience each individual movement arising and passing away one after another, then you know the impermanent. No movement is permanent. Every movement arises and passes away. So they are impermanent, anicca. That is also bhavanamaya jnana, the knowledge you have got through your experience of the process of movement of the foot. The Buddha said, if you realize anicca, impermanent, you realize dukkha, suffering, unsatisfactoriness, and anatta too. So, here I would like you to rightly understand what the technique of mindfulness meditation, vipassana meditation is. So, a little bit. The principle of mindfulness meditation, vipassana meditation, is to be mindful of, to be aware of whatever arises in our body and mind as it really is. Thinking about the object, analyzing, reflecting upon the object, intellectualizing, conceptualizing, all of these things are udgacca, kukucca, nivarana. You must note it and remove these nivaranas. In mindfulness meditation, vipassana meditation, if you use theoretical knowledge about the Dhamma, that is also udgacca, kukucca, nivarana, which is the greatest hindrance to your progress in your meditation. The last nivarana, vicikicca nivarana, skeptical doubt about the triple gems, especially about the technique of meditation. Now, you are practicing mindfulness meditation, vipassana meditation, in accordance with the teaching of the Buddha, Mahasatipatthana Sutta. If you have doubt about the Buddha, you won't put enough effort in the practice. Then that doubt is the greatest hindrance to your progress. It is vicikicca nivarana. If you have doubt about the teaching of the Buddha, especially the technique of mindfulness and meditation, you won't enough effort in the practice, then that doubt about the teaching, greatest hindrance to your progress and your meditation. Viti kecha nivarana. When you have doubt about Ariya Sangha, the noble one who has attained the four stages of enlightenment, Maggajnana and Phalajnana, then you won't put enough effort in your practice. Then that doubt is a viti kecha nivarana, great hindrance to your progress in your meditation. When you have to remove this doubt, vichikaicha, being mindful of it, observing it, making mental note as a doubt, 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 doubt. Whenever we observe any mental state or physical process, we have to label it, we have to make a mental note of it, because without labeling, without noting, mere awareness of the object is very weak, very superficial. So the mind goes very often, because it doesn't observe the object attentively enough. To hold this mind, we have to label it, labeling. Doubt, 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 make a mental note, helps the mind to focus on the object, that's a doubt, attentively enough. Then concentration becomes deeper and realize the doubt, and then the doubt has disappeared. That is why we have to use labeling mental note whenever we are aware of, we are mindful of any mental state or physical process. But when our meditated experience in advanced stage, the stage such as Sankharupakhanyana and so on, 11 jnana, our mindfulness naturally powerful, our concentration naturally deep enough. So we need not level, we need not make a mental note. The leveling mental note need not help the mind to focus on the object of meditation. At that time, naturally leveling a mental note drops by itself. So now I have explained to you how these mental hindrances, panca nivaranas, arise, and how you should deal with it, with them, how you should note them. In this way, how can you remove these nivaranas from your mind? When the noting mind or the mind is free from nivaranas, hindrances, it becomes purified. This is called a purification of the mind, citta visuddhi. When there is no nivaranas, hindrances in the mind, the mind is very deeply concentrated on any mental state or physical process which observed. Because of that concentration, the mind is purified from hindrances. So that concentration is known as citta visuddhi, purification of the mind. From the moment you have attained citta visuddhi, purification of the mind, you realize the true nature of nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena. That is a vipassana jnana, insight knowledge. May all of you rightly understand what mindfulness and meditation, vipassana meditation is, and come to practice mindfulness meditation, vipassana meditation correctly, subscribe your best and realize mental and physical phenomena in their true nature, and attain the cessation of suffering, nibbana.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.